Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Vice President J.D. Vance, yo.
They tried to build a conventional missile program to attack neighbors in the region. That missile program has shown to be a failure. They have funded terrorism aggressively in the region, and now most of their terrorism proxies are destroyed. The Iranians are clearly not very good at war. Perhaps they should follow President Trump's lead and give peace a chance.
Well, we'll see what they've got. Customs and Border Patrol just out with the warning. The danger from sleeper cells in America has never been higher. That's because, you know, Joe Biden was the first president to catch Iranians. But by the way, Barack Obama didn't even do this. Special interest aliens like Iranians. Not bother to vet them and let them loose. Just send them wherever. Couldn't be bothered to find out who they had. I think they didn't want it because they didn't want to know because they didn't want a record of it. But the show, if they can't be bothered, they're just too darn lazy. Wow, they were just so busy. They do have time, though, to go to court and fight Bill Malusian, Fox News reporter's FOIA request for how many of those Iranians that Joe Biden released were on the terror watch list. We know that they caught 250 terrorists at the border. We know that Joe Biden released at least 99 of them. We know that from a congressional committee report released by the federal government. Joe Biden said that they had to protect the rights of the people on the list. On what list? On the terror watch list. Because they're great guys. I mean, they show up at your church on the weekend. Will they have a gun? I don't know. Find out, won't we? And folks, it was just nerve-rattling this weekend to watch these Democrats with a straight face go on all these cable television shows. Democrats. And say things like, if we have a domestic terror attack, Trump's at fault. Trump caused this. Trump got it. You let them in. You let a terrorist army in this country. Y'all were fine with it. You said you had to protect their privacy, so you couldn't let Bill Malusian know which ones were on the terror watch list. How do you solve this problem going forward? You ask the Democrats, you censor it. Do you see what's going on this weekend? Two things, by the way. Barack, a liberal judge, has ordered the reinstatement of Barack Obama's censorship program, the Global Engagement Center. Global Engagement Center was defunded, doors closed by Marco Rubio and Donald Trump, which is what it was doing before that. It was going around to businesses, threatening them like YouTube, you know, online advertisers, threatening them, you had best not allow conservative news outlets to monetize. In other words, no matter how many likes, clicks, hits they get, no matter if that they're in the top 100 websites for news, you cannot, we are telling you, we are asking you not to advertise so as to demonetize them. Global Engagement Center took credit in a filing that describes what they do for depriving conservative media of $100 million in revenue. Your tax dollars, folks, used for censorship. And their prime target was X. Because people learn things on X. They get to know what's actually going on. Well, Barack Obama calling for a final solution for speech over the weekend at the Connecticut Forum. He said, we need a final solution. We need a government-managed speech mechanism, a filter. Why? Folks, this is not, don't get mad. Don't feel like, oh no, they're coming. This is a sign of weakness. This is the Democrat Party throwing up the white flag and going, if people can know who we are, what we do, and what our record is, we are in trouble. Do you see what happened this weekend? Hold on with the music for a sec, Tim, because something profound happened this weekend. There's so many turning points in our society that, like, I've been doing this for almost 20 years. I can see. You remember cancellation, right? People would have the wrong viewpoint, one that clashed with the Democrat Party, one that clashed with human rights campaigns, say on, I don't know, transgenders, you know, people in sports, men and women sports. Women getting beaten up when they're competing for the gold in the Olympics by what turns out to be a biological male. You can't speak of it. You'll get canceled. They'll destroy you. You won't have a job. Your Twitter feed will be taken by all the right people. and done away with. By the way, do you realize during the era of the kind of censorship Barack Obama is talking about here, do you realize the Ayatollah never lost his X account? Not when he threatened to kill Trump, not when he called on the faithful to murder Trump, and not even when he advocated for the rape of non-Muslim women. Never lost his X account. But Trump did. That's what Obama wants. Those are good times for the Democrat Party. That's how it should always be. Your friends like the Ayatollah get to keep their Twitter accounts. Trump doesn't. That's what they want. Did you see what happened over the weekend, though? This is where we turned a cultural quarter of the week, corner of the weekend, and everybody missed it. There's so much Iran stuff, I get why. Simone Biles, Olympic medalist, deleted her Twitter account. Deleted it. She got into a fight last week with Riley Gaines, where Simone Biles came out and said, hey, you know, we should, you know, Riley Gaines is a bigot. Basically, we should have boys and girls sports. Simone Biles, it turns out a few years ago, had actually tweeted if boys were allowed to compete in girls sports, they would take all the medals. Yeah, hypocrite. Well, she got absolutely buried. She got buried so badly by free speech that she apologized to Riley Gaines last week, which I thought was pretty classy of her. Well, the beatdown continued over the weekend to the point where she deleted her account. That never happened before. Folks, I've sat in this chair for a lot of years. I mean, literally, it was this chair. I've sat in this chair for a lot of years. People would have their careers destroyed, their lives destroyed. They were unseeable. We even call it cancellation because you're canceled. You can't be seen. You're such an odious object of hate. You have to go away for wrongthink. And now they're canceling their accounts after losing legitimate free speech debates in shame? Folks, I never thought I'd see a thing like this. Deleted her ex account. Wow. She canceled herself.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Democrats enraged that their ally, Iran, because Iran, and I've been saying this for a long time, is their ally when they're in power. Iran is America's ally when they're in power. They have built that nuclear program brick by brick in terms of paying for it. Chinese did the actual work, another ally of theirs. And that's why they're screaming bloody murder. Now, faking that they are all constitutionally up in arms. Holy cow. Chuck Schumer, who wants to be the leader of the Democrats, speaking out against U.S. strikes on Iran. He can't believe Trump has done this horrible, unconstitutional thing. He should have come to Chucky first and asked his permission. Of course, Chuck would have been on the phone with Iran and so fast your head would spin, warning them because they're allies. But Chuck puts out a statement. President Trump must provide the American people and Congress with clear answers on the actions taken tonight and their implications for the safety of Americans. No president should be allowed to unilaterally march this nation into something as consequential as war with erratic threats and no strategy. Okay, Chuck. Chuck was totally silent when Barack Obama did exactly that in Libya. And it was a horror show. See, I actually followed Libya. You know how we forced them to capitulate, the poor citizens of that country, to leadership, to ISIS leadership? We bombed their water supply. They live in the desert. Oh, yeah, we killed 50,000 of them. Well, they wouldn't accept the jihadist troops. Obama wanted to rule them. See, Gaddafi was a bad dude killing other bad dudes. And the bad dudes he was killing, they were Muslim Brothership, mainly jihadis. The people in Libya. Folks, before Barack Obama started his bombing campaign, you could get off a plane in Libya and go shopping. Walk down the street as a woman, go shopping. You didn't have to wear a hijab. He had outlawed them. He outlawed beards. He had outlawed radical Islam. He'd renounced Islam. He was trying to westernize the country. You could get off a plane, go shopping on a street in Libya, get back on that plane, go home. You'd be fine. Not anymore. When they wouldn't accept rule by radical jihadis, Obama bombed their water supply. They could only last a few days without it. It was horrible. Oh, and then we sodomized Gaddafi, killed him. Hillary laughed about that. And what was Obama's justification? I mean, Chucky was fine with it at the time. What was Obama's justification for all of this? By the way, extremely destabilizing because jihadis still run that country. The media doesn't talk about it. That's how bad it is. She said, "We came, we saw, he died." She laughed about it in an interview with Leslie Stahl, how they'd murdered him. Well, why do we go to Libya and bomb jihadists into power? A lot of people don't know we did it, but we did. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrific. Remember when Obama didn't want to lead? He wanted to follow France? And Sean Hannity, who has never understood Middle Eastern politics at all, laughed and said, "No, we should be in the lead." And I said, "No, we're bombing civilian water supply. We shouldn't be anywhere." Well, Obama didn't want to lead because he was committing humanitarian crimes. Why do we do that? Why do we hit Libya? Because of a, quote, responsibility to protect, unquote, doctrine promoted by Samantha Power. We didn't like the Gaddafi regime because they were killing Muslim Brotherhood. Barack Obama loves Muslim Brotherhood. So we just bombed Gaddafi out of power. Let the jihadists take over. Why? Because Obama just wanted to. That's what the Arab Spring was about. So we bombed Gaddafi out of power. We killed him. And the government fell. Mm-hmm. Where was Chuck? Where was all these people who are complaining? Where were they? Because we did it over and over and over again under the Democrats. And I'm making a big point about this for a simple reason. The only reason they're objecting is because they are allies of Iran, or think they are. Iran is just using them, but they think they are. Let's go back to the actions Democrats did not object to. Syrian airstrikes, 2004 plus. Pakistani airstrikes, drone strikes, targeted killing of suspected terrorists. In Libya, part of the NATO air campaign. Oh, a lot of humanitarian atrocities committed, but nobody cared. Joe Biden, airstrikes in Syria. Bombed Iran-backed militias in Syria. Folks, can you, just for a moment, can you imagine if the news broke right now on the show that Trump was bombing Iran-backed militias? That Trump was, you know, bombing Iranian militias? Can you imagine? Oh, they'd go wild. Chuck would scream absolute bloody murder. But Biden did it. Wait, Biden was fighting Iran? No, he wanted to look like he was fighting Iran. He gave him a heads up before he did it. Gave him a few days to clear out, and then he did it. But still, same thing, bombing. In Yemen, airstrikes and special operations against al-Qaeda. So the Democrats do this. And now they're pretending, particularly they didn't do the exact same thing in Libya, a country, again, that posed no danger to us. In fact, Gaddafi had become a good partner in the war on terror. He'd killed a lot of the same people we were killing. We'd partnered with him on several things. So, texter writes, "Hey, Tara, we killed Gaddafi for one reason. He was going to sell oil for gold, not dollars. We had to protect the petrodollar." That's exactly what we did. That's why we killed Saddam Hussein, too. It's why we went to Iraq. Because he had the temerity to say, you know what, I'm going to sell my oil for, you know, either in my own currency or gold. I'm not using the dollar anymore. We killed him. It's the fastest way to get yourself killed. By the way, that's what Vladimir Putin's doing now. That's why they're doing it to him. That's why we really care about Ukraine, because that affects the printing press. And all that is totally fine, you understand. But if it comes to actually protecting ourselves from an actual enemy that has launched 319 strikes against our military ships, our naval ships, and our in our cargo ships in the Red Sea, yeah, no big deal. Can't respond. Texter writes, "Come on, Tara, it's simple. The Democrats are upset because Trump bombed their donors." Exactly. Folks, I'm not being sarcastic. That is literally what they're mad about. There's a reason that the people in, I mean, you just go look at these protests. Look at even the one in Greenville, the pictures from it. It's all, you know, the No Kings protest, pride flags, and kafayas. That's Hamas supporters, Palestinian supporters, Iran supporters marching with Democrats in the street paid for by Iran. Iran funds it. John Kirby admitted it. Joe Biden's spokesperson. Democrats aren't going to take the war to Iran. They're going to fight for Iran.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.